97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Man, I'm just waiting for the day when Griff Jenkins is just so busy he can't even do radio hits anymore for the Mark Cox Morning Show. Because this
that
guy
day will never happen.
This guy's
never come
on the couch. He's filling in for Kilmeade. He's in New York half the time. We really appreciate you giving us a few minutes, Griff. How are you?
I'm great, and this is my home. I will never not join you guys. Are you
thank
kidding
you.
Me? But I am actually back, and they've had me busy, but I'm back in D.C. It is gentlemen start your engines time, because I'm going to be doing live shots tomorrow morning and then doing Fox and Friends weekend all weekend here in D.C. because for the first time ever, and I've lived in D.C. since 1993, we have the IndyCar racers, the actual circuit. It's an official circuit race. It will be right here in the nation's capital, sort of the part of the America 250 stuff. Secretary Duffy was able to work with the IndyCar. You literally got Alex Palou, Pato O'Ward. All of the big racers are going to be going 220 miles an hour down Pennsylvania Avenue on 3rd Street in front of the Capitol. There's going to be a great grandstand. I'm going to go down and do some interviews today that I'll use tomorrow morning in my reporting. But it's free. It's open to the public. I think you have to register to get certain tickets. And by the way, you know, America 250 from the 4th of July to now this, the Washingtonians are somewhat perturbed about the traffic nightmare that this city is. But I get around it by just riding those Lime scooters, which you know I'm a fan of.
Yep, I've done it.
You go up on the curbs and go around stuff. But literally, come, they're going to be doing some sort of special stuff for people to see on Saturday. But Sunday at like 1 p.m., this town is going to be electric, because you're going to have all these Indy cars going 200 miles an hour looping around Independence Avenue, Pennsylvania Avenue, and it actually counts. It's an actual race. They're trying to qualify. What's so cool is, you know, you've all seen in our coverage from the Indy 500, of course, the legendary Indianapolis track. That's an oval, right? That's an oval racetrack. This is, they've literally turned DC streets, which I have no idea how they did, because let me tell you, the potholes suck in this town.
Yeah, I thought so.
They have got this track set up for them to go full bore and race, and it's going to be something. I'm actually angling, because remember, I got myself in the two-seater actual Indy car for a couple of laps in Indianapolis. I'm trying to angle to get whipped around Pennsylvania Avenue in an Indy car. We'll see if that happens.
Oh, it's pretty exciting. I would love to do that. They had a drifting competition over here at the racetrack at Gateway near us a few years back, and I got to go over and ride in one of those cars, and they took me out on the track where they basically had these souped up engines in these little cars, and they drift in circles about, I mean, they literally come a few inches from the wall. So my question there is, how do they protect the public if one of these cars flips over, Griff?
I have no idea. That's a good question. And, you know, look, there are crashes in these races.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go down this afternoon, Mark, and do some interviews with, like, the director of the race. And you've just given me perhaps my favorite question to ask them, how they're going to handle it. Because, you know, you've been here. You've been down on the mall and Pennsylvania Avenue. It's not built for that. I mean, I assume we're going to see some form of retaining walls or something up there. But I will dutifully report back to you on live TV tomorrow. But that's a real good question, because you're talking about cars going 200 miles an hour, whipping around turns. I do know, by the way, in just doing a little bit of research, that when they do these tracks, and there are some other road tracks that they traditionally do in the circuit, I think they have like 15 or 20 races for the whole season, and Indy's only the fifth or sixth stop on it. But I do know they have road tracks, and that when they do the road races, as opposed to the oval, it is more physically demanding, because the drivers are having to factor in more of a concern for crash on road tracks.
You know, it's funny that you're talking about this because I keep forgetting that there's still events going on for America 250, that it's not just a July 4th thing, that it's all year round we're celebrating this, and that the Trump administration has, there's just cool things going on. So it's nice to hear, oh yeah, reminder, there's still some cool stuff this year, still to go.
Oh, absolutely. You know, honestly, regardless of where your politics are, it is something to behold. And if you're listening to me and you were thinking about whether or not you should make a quick into summer trip or early fall trip to the nation's capital, man, this is the time to do it. And, you know, it's just a patriotic spirit. And, you know, the administration has gone to great lengths to clean up and beautify the monuments. And, you know, this is one of those things where if it's not on your bucket list, you should put it on there, even if it's for a short couple of day weekend getaway to the nation's capital. And if you're thinking about it this weekend, pull the trigger, go late, because I don't know exactly how the ticketing works, but it is all along this, you know, basically along the mall near the mall area. And so anybody can come and go and see it.
You can see the new reflecting pool. Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah,
you can see the reflecting pool. What's really so amazing, whether it's the reflecting pool or the ballroom or the monuments, is that President Trump has been so consumed with so many world global events, namely, of course, the Iran war and that he actually really, as a builder, because that's his background, really does put quite a lot of emphasis and attention on projects that actually the American people can cherish and enjoy.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, let me ask you before you go. I got a bite here from the president. I don't want to run it because it's too long, but he was complaining yesterday about the lawsuit that's now pending against him with the renovations to the ballroom, right? And he was complaining that they waited until obviously they were deep into the construction to find some liberal judge that would order a pause in the construction. And in the meantime, if you read the legal documents, it's effectively giving aid and comfort to our enemies of this country because it unveils the fact that there's a 6-story deep military installation underneath the ballroom. Nobody needed to know those details.
No one did, but excuse me. No one did. And it's a great point. You know, loose lips sink ships. That's the original tagline for it. But it also, by the way, does, I think, and I'm not a lawyer, but I would think from a legal standpoint, it does help his case quite greatly in the national security reasoning for needing it. And we clearly don't have that. And, you know, it's just remarkable. We've never existed in such an environment where the threats have been so high on a president.
Right.
And, you know, at some point, we're going to have a Democrat president in the White House. And, you know, at some point, fortunately, knock on wood, we haven't had world leaders targeted when they come for their visits here. But, you know, that is a part of the matrix. That is a part of the threat matrix. And, you know, I was there at the White House Correspondents' Dinner when there was an attempt on his life. The future White House Correspondents' Dinners will be at this location, according to the administration, and not at a hotel where a crazy person could try and assassinate the president or kill anyone else. And so I think he's going to win it. And while you're right to point out it sucks that the details got out on that, it also bolsters his argument for exactly why we need something that doesn't currently exist.
That's good. Griff, have fun this weekend, my friend.
Hey, start your engines, and you will be jealous if I get in that IndyCar. I'm pretty dead set on trying to make it happen, so I'll let you know next week how it goes.
I love it. All right, we'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You bet. Griff. Yeah, the one and only Griff Jenkins there. Great to get him on. All right, we'll get to a quick break, and a little bit of door knocking going on in the area. If your door may get knocked on today, we're going to tell you why coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.